For this Friday, April 3rd, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. A routine infrastructure project turned into a citywide disruption on Thursday morning in Mount Vernon. Water crews were working to connect a new 24-inch water main to boost system capacity when a backup plan failed, causing water pressure to drop across the city. The situation was compounded by the Mulberry Water Tower being out of service for painting. The pressure loss hit local schools especially hard. Four campuses dismissed students early at 10:45 a.m., while Mars Elementary remained open. District officials say they're continuing to monitor conditions, but for many students, the outage meant an unexpected early start to the holiday. As safety concerns remain, officials say water samples will be tested every 24 hours to ensure no contaminants entered the system during the disruption. A boil order is now in effect for residents within the city. People are advised to boil water for at least 1 minute before use. The order is expected to remain in place until Sunday evening, pending final test results. City officials are apologizing for the inconvenience and urging residents to follow all safety guidelines. Meanwhile, some families outside city limits reported little to no impact from the pressure drop. Early voting for Indiana's primary election gets underway next week as election officials finalize preparations for the May 5th vote. Registered voters across southwest Indiana will be able to cast their ballots in person beginning Tuesday, April 7th. To take part in the primary, residents must be registered to vote by Monday, April 6th. Voters must also meet eligibility requirements, including being a U.S. citizen, at least 18 years old by the November general election, and a resident of their precinct for at least 30 days prior to the primary. State law requires voters to show a valid government-issued photo ID before casting a ballot. The ID must include a photo and a name that matches voter registration records, and it must be current or have expired after the November 2024 general election. The Indiana Secretary of State's office offers voter resources, including registration status and polling locations online. Early voting takes place in Posey County at the Posey County Courthouse on weekdays from April 7th through May 1st from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m., Saturday, April 25th from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m., and Monday, May 4th from 8 a.m. until 12 noon. You also have the chance to vote at Mars Township Fire Department and Poseyville Community Center on Saturday, April 25th and May 2nd from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. Switching to some sports news, yesterday in local college sports, USA Baseball lost the opening game of a three-game series at home versus SIU Edwardsville 4-2. The Screaming Eagles are 18-12 in the season and 3-4 in the Ohio Valley Conference. They finished the series today with a doubleheader at 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock. USI Softball lost both of their games at home to Moorhead State on Thursday, 2-1 and 10-6. USI Softball has lost six straight games and are 10-21 overall and 7-7 in the conference. They concluded the series today at 12 noon. Evansville Baseball starts a three-game conference series in Peoria today versus the Bradley Braves with a doubleheader at 12 o'clock and 4 o'clock. The Purple Aces are 8-18 and 2-1 in the Missouri Valley Conference. Evansville Softball is home on campus today as they begin a three-game conference series with the Northern Iowa Panthers. They play a doubleheader at 12 o'clock and 2:30. UE Softball has won eight of their last nine games. The Aces are 15-17 and 8-6 in the MVC. In professional sports, Major League Baseball today, the St. Louis Cardinals start a three-game series at the Detroit Tigers at 12:10. The Cardinals are 4-2. The Chicago Cubs are in Cleveland for a three-game set versus the Guardians at 3:10. The Cubs are 3-3. And the Cincinnati Reds get a three-game series underway in Texas versus the Rangers at 3:05. Cincinnati is also 3-3. And finishing up from the NBA this evening, the Indiana Pacers look for a third straight win as they play at the Charlotte Hornets. The ball goes up at 6 o'clock. The Pacers have six games left in their season, and they are 18-58. That's news and sports for this Friday, April 3rd. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. I'm Jevin Rebin reporting for Posey County Radio News. Have a great Friday and enjoy your weekend.